What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back again. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Welcome back to another postcast edition men's basketball here on this podcast, folks. This is your first time listening to the show. Appreciate it. This podcast, this latest K-State podcast, all things K-State. We're going to get right on into it here on this late night, well, what do you call it that? Late night, Saturday night. Here in December 9th, it's the 9th, 2023. That's where my mind is right now on this podcast still. Oh, man, it's been crazy. I've been telling a lot of people that, trying to get myself straightened out. There's a lot of things going on right now, including K-State sports and obviously what took place on the court. Now that I have more information on what took place with the whole Tomlin situation here, I'm even more furious than that was right there. We're going to step aside real quick. Yeah, see, I knew that's what's going to happen. As soon as I start the postcast, it's a phone call, family related. So that is good, but I knew it was going to happen as soon as I start this postcast. Okay, Eddie Greer back for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Real quick here. Men's basketball, of course, both teams play, men and women's today. We're going to focus on the men for a few minutes, despite all that's surrounded the Naquan Tomlin mishandled situation. K-State went out and blitzed LSU. I didn't expect this. 15-point victory for your K-State Wildcats on the road in Baton Rouge. It's the LSU Tigers, 75-60. A whole different situation than it was last year when these two teams went right down to the wire here. And, of course, your two studs that I talked about or have been talking about, Arthur Kaluma and Cam Carter. Cam Carter scored most of his points in the first half, for reception of two, which came in, of course, in the second half. But Cam Carter, 19 points in the first half, leading the Cats all the way. And, of course, Arthur Kaluma does it one more time for K-State right there. K-State, he gets a double-double, 17 and 11. And K-State pretty much manhandles LSU on the road. I got to tell you, Jerome Tang needs to get a heck of a lot of credit for what he has done. Not only, obviously, with this team, with this new team right now. 10 games in, you're 8-2. And three, well, this game obviously didn't need overtime, so thank the good Lord for that. No overtime in this game. did not need none of that, especially you're on the road in a hostile environment like at LSU. So you took care of business, what you needed to do against them. And, of course, Jerome Tang, not only what he's done on the court, but off of it as well. This coming down, protest, getting on video, urging the fans, share the love, show love, move on, show the love, putting air quotes, things like that. So, yeah, I back up what Cole Manbeck said on the 3-mile. You better be thankful. I know Thanksgiving is a few weeks behind us, but still, though, you gotta be thankful for whatever situation that you're in. Because you never know. You just never know what's going to happen. And K-State Nation, yours truly. I'm sure Alex will say the same thing on this podcast. Again, Alex will be back this coming Tuesday. We got a big podcast coming on Tuesday, so looking ahead for that. We got to talk specifically K-State football. I'm sure Alex want to get his hands on this topic, but we're going to have to wait for another day on that. Because I want to focus on that podcast on K-State football. Let's steal this train back to basketball, to what happened really over the last, 72 hours with this basketball team. Jerome Tang, this kid coming down the situation with the students outside the president's place or whatever. The hiding place, want to call that, wherever that is. And Jerome Tang, yes, I think this is more than likely the best thing that's happened with this basketball program. And the job last year, right, he inherited a whole new faces of a roster, and he led that team or coached that team to an Elite Eight already this year. had to fit the puzzles to the pieces. And this is a younger team. A little bit younger, but still a little bit of veteran on that side as well. An 8-2 start there here so far after 10 games. That is incredible stuff there by Jerome Tang, and he deserves a whole lot of credit. Now, again, with that said, I did disagree with some of the comments on Jerome Tang on the 3-Mile podcast. I ain't going to get into that right now, but hey, Jerome Tang is doing cars that he's dealt with, and right now he's handling it to the best that he can right there. You wonder what Tyler Perry did. 14 points in the game this afternoon, 6 assists. No heroics needed for him in this one. Jarrell Corbett, RJ Jones, and Diddy Ames, who got the most minutes off the bench. 8-man rotation for Tang here in this one. 20 minutes for Ames. Only 1 of 5 from the field. Over from downtown. 2 points in this game. He added 3 assists of his own. So the next time K-State, the men's team anyways, will hit the court back here in Bramlage. And hey, this is going to be next Sunday if I'm right here. Let's go back and check the calendar here, folks, before we get it wrong, because I got the girls wrong on the Missouri side. We'll touch on that on the Missouri podcast. There is K-State smacked the behinds out of the Lady Tigers this afternoon. Here, let's see, 17th. That is a Sunday. Yes, it is. So next Sunday, back here in Manhattan, Saturday afternoon, tilt with Nebraska. That is the next game. So you're going to get some rest. Not only that, but to get your eyes focused on Nebraska. And that will be a good mental rest for this team and the coaching staff, for that matter, due to what has happened in the last whole buck of 3 days. The ups and downs. The overtime win over Villanova. You're dealing with a Naquan Thomas situation. Next day, you have to go on the road to get ready for LSU. And you handle LSU easily. There, despite LSU getting that Heisman winner, Jalen Daniels, which was just announced a couple hours ago. So, yeah, shameless plug. I'll just throw it in there while I'm thinking about LSU here on this podcast as well. So, Jalen Daniels getting the Heisman. But was it enough for LSU basketball team to get it? And this was... The Heisman announcement was just announced 2 hours ago. The LSU K-State basketball game played way before that. So, you probably needed some Jalen Daniels magic there. It wasn't going to be enough anyways due to the barrage of called Kim Carter and Arthur Kaluma. So, the two-headed monster right there for K-State all the way leads to a 15-point win on the road. And they're coming home. And they're going to have exactly a week to get ready for Nebraska, 2 o'clock, and it looks like it's going to be on ESPN Plus there as well. So kudos all around to the coaching staff for getting their team ready to play, despite what's been going on off the court, as you all know, by now. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We have been starting to catch a rhythm here. We'll see if it keeps going here. I did record a football episode focused on Avery Johnson. That will be pushed. That's probably going to be pushed to either late Sunday or Monday. So we'll see what happens there as well. So I did record that as well. So the Pearl Project Podcast gaining some smooth momentum here as we itch ever so closely to the end of 2023. Can you guys believe it? It's been a crazy week for K-State sports, not only on the court, but off of it as well. Crazy for yours truly as well, as I have been mentioning multiple times here in the latest editions of these podcasts. So hopefully, when it's all said and done, we can get this thing popping back on its regular tracks and we can continue to bring K-State content. But that's going to do it on this winning edition. K-State wins it, the men's basketball team. It's a sweep. Men and women win on the next episode, postcast of the beatdown of Missouri on the women's side. But here, Cam Carter, Arthur Kaluma, Tyler Perry, and company pull away from LSU in this game, 75-60, and Nebraska is next on the list here in 2023. Eddie Griffin, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!